Revelation chapter 4, verses 10 through 11, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Here we have the 24 elders, which is symbolic for the believers of the Lord. We know that from chapter 5 in verse 9, as they sing the song of redemption. We know that from the crowns they receive in chapter 4. These are believers in the Lord. These are assembled, all believers throughout the annals of time that have received their crowns and rewards. Scripture declares in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 4, And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. And these crowns are given to all believers to receive rewards based on our faithfulness in Christ after salvation. These are crowns given at the judgment seat of Christ. This judgment seat of Christ is called the Bema Seat in the Greek. The Bema Seat in the days of the ancient Olympics was a seat where the judge would have total view of the entire field of play. And after judging the sporting events, individuals that were victorious would stand before the Bema Seat to receive their wreath, their crown, their reward from the judge. This is a picture of us as believers standing before the judgment seat of Christ, not to receive judgment for our sins, for our sins were already judged on the cross of Jesus Christ, and we're forgiven through faith in Christ. This judgment seat is for rewards in the form of crowns based on our faithfulness after salvation. This judgment seat of Christ, this Bema Seat, this place where all crowns and rewards are given, is for all believers throughout the annals of time. Here a picture is given as we simultaneously, in unison, all bow down at the same time and cast those same crowns upon his feet, knowing that we did not deserve those crowns, and all glory and honor and praise belongs to him. For we are content and fulfilled just to be in the presence of the Lord. This particular act reminds us of 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 11, the praise and prayer of David, which reads, Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.